sorts of ML models exist today, but the concept of ML largely boils down to three core components: representation, evaluation, and optimization. Here are some of the standard concepts that are applicable to all of them. Representation. Machine learning models are incapable of directly hearing, seeing, or sensing input examples. Therefore, data representation is required to supply the model with a useful vantage point into the key qualities of the data. To be able to successfully train a machine learning model, selection of key features that best represent the data is very important. Representation simply refers to the act of representing data points to the computing systems in a language that it understands with the use of a set of classifiers. A classifier can be defined as a system that inputs a vector of discrete and/or continuous feature values and outputs a single discrete value called class. For a model to learn from the represented data, the training data set, or the hypothesis space, must contain the desired classifier that you want the models to be trained on. Any classifiers that are external to the hypothesis space cannot be learned by the model. The data features used to represent the input are extremely crucial to the machine learning process. The data features are so critical to the development of the desired machine learning model that it could easily be the key distinction between a successful and failed machine learning project. A training data set consisting of multiple independent feature sets that are well correlated with the class can make the machine learning much smoother. On the other hand, class consisting of complex features may not be easy to learn from for the machine. This usually needs the raw data to be processed to allow the construction of desired features from it, which could then be utilized for the development of the ML model. The process of deriving features from raw data tends to be the most time-consuming and laborious part of the ML projects. It is also considered the most creative and exciting part of the project, where intuition and trial and error play just as important a role as the technical requirements. The process of ML is not a single-shot process of developing a training data set and executing it. Instead, it's an iterative process that requires analysis of the post-run results, followed by modification of the training data set, and then repeating the whole process all over again. Another contributing factor to the extensive time and effort required in the engineering of the training data set is domain specificity. Training data set for an e-commerce platform to generate predictions based on consumer behavior analysis will be very different from the training data set required to develop a self-driving car. However, the actual machine learning process largely holds true across the industrial spectrum. No wonder a lot of research is being done to automate the feature engineering process. Evaluation. Essentially, the process of judging multiple hypotheses or models to choose one model over another is referred to as an evaluation. To be able to differentiate between good classifiers from the not-so-good ones, an evaluation function must be used. The evaluation function is also called objective, utility, or scoring function. The machine learning algorithm has its own internal evaluation function, which tends to be different from the external evaluation function used by the researchers to optimize the classifier. Normally, the evaluation function will be defined prior to the selection of the data representation tool and tends to be the first step of the project. For example, the machine learning model for self-driving cars has a feature that allows identification of pedestrians in the car's vicinity at near zero false negatives and a low false positive, which are the evaluation functions and the pre-existing condition that needs to be represented using applicable data features. Optimization. The process of searching the space of presented models to achieve better evaluations or highest scoring classifier is called an optimization. For algorithms with multiple optimum classifiers, the selection of optimization technique is very important in the determination of the classifier produced, as well as to achieve a more efficient learning model. A variety of the off-the-shelf optimizers are available in the market that will help you kickstart a new machine learning model before eventually replacing them with a custom-designed